poling and paddling energetically, the friends took their vessel into the high sandy canyon walls of the dunes. Skerrim paused to swat at a curious fly.
Shove off, you bounder! Go and eat some beast who's fatter!
Triss could see the sea scab drifting to a halt side on, far down at the tide line.
Skerrim, don't stop to argue with insects. Keep poling.
Sagax could see overhanging tree foliage further ahead.
We'll be in the woodlands soon. Keep going, mates. Kruver, have they left the ship yet? Are they ashore?
The otter took a quick glance.
One or two of them. Wait, they're lowering the ship's boat.
Plug sat in the jolly boat facing Kerder and Blad as it splashed gently into the water.
Slitfang, get yourself in here. You'll be rowing. Tezin, Grubbage, Ribba, you're at yours too. Come on, move!
And what about my captain and red guards?
Plug leaned back in the most comfortable seat.
Oh, them? They can run both sides of the bank with the rest of my crew. If a new wants to give up your seat to another beast, you'll have to get out and walk too. I ain't taking on any more passengers. What do you say, Blad, me old mate, hey?
The fat prince snorted indignantly.
I'm not getting out of their boat for others. Let them walk.
The silver fox toyed with his battle axe, teasing Kerda.
You travel in style, me beauty, with your beloved brother and your dear old Uncle Plug. Don't fret now. We'll punish those naughty slaves and get my nice little boat back.
Kerda smiled back at the freebooter.
And when 'tis all over, you deliver me back to my father.
The freebooter winked broadly at her.
Why, bless your heart, pretty one. Of course I will.
Kerda's eyes went cold.
Good. Then I will see him hang you in chains over his gates.
This ends Disc 7.